We don't get a lot of earthquakes, but we can feel them farther away. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Some people in Michigan could feel the earthquake that happened last week in Ontario. And it turns out, earthquakes east of the Rockies can be felt much farther away than earthquakes out west. Oliver Boyd is a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey.
So in the eastern United States, the ground beneath us, the rocks tend to be much older. And so then they're also colder and denser. And then any fractures or faults that are present within the rock have had more time to heal. So seismic waves can travel much more efficiently in the east than they do in the west.
Boyd says we get fewer earthquakes east of the Rockies, but he says older buildings in the east weren't designed with earthquakes in mind, so sometimes there can also be more structural damage. This is the Environment Report. Republicans who correct misinformation on climate change are even more persuasive than scientists. So Leo Benegal joins me to talk more about what he found in his research on this. He's an assistant professor of political science at DePauw University in Indiana. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you for having me on this, Rebecca.
You studied what happened when you gave people articles with incorrect information on climate change, and then you also gave different groups of those people the correct information that was attributed to a Democrat, a Republican, or a scientist. What did you see happen?
We found that the corrections coming from Republicans were most persuasive in getting Republican respondents and independent respondents to report greater agreement that there's a scientific consensus on climate change, that climate change is affected by human activity, and that it's a serious issue.
And what do you think the reasons are for that?
A big reason for this is that we think opinion formation about an issue like climate change isn't really based on just climate science alone or knowing the facts, but a lot of these opinions form based on tribal messaging or our social identification. So partisans don't just take information from other scientists or any neutral sources and consistently hold them at face value, but they often look at sources when they're endorsed by members of their own political groups and then view them much more favorably. And what we had in our study was Republicans endorsing the scientific consensus, saying that climate change is an issue, and over 90% of climate scientists agree this is the case.
How much did political affiliation of the people who you studied affect the results?
The largest changes were among Republicans. Most Democrats already agreed that climate change is an issue. As a result, it's Republicans who are primarily swayed by these corrections. With Democrats, there wasn't really as much room for them to move. We also found surprising shifts among independents, and in some cases we saw shifts in terms of increased acceptance of the scientific consensus or increased acknowledgement that human activity affects climate change, where the effect sizes were comparable to those for other Republicans.
What do your findings suggest is the best way to correct misinformation on climate change, and who are the best messengers?
We're finding that you need both scientists and Republicans to speak up on climate change, that providing the scientific consensus is a critical part of correction. And we did, in all of these cases, find that the scientific correction was generally effective in changing opinions among Republicans and independents. So we cannot discount that. But what we did find was that the effect sizes were even larger when we had Republicans providing those corrections.
Salil Benegal is an assistant professor of political science at DePauw University in Indiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.